on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We invite Roland into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Wants to talk about his ash tree.
Hey, Romy, before you go to Roland, I don't know if you've been on Facebook this morning, our page, but Janine wrote in after she heard that gentleman ask about mangoes. And she belongs to the Arizona Rare Fruit Growers Club. Have you heard of that, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're very active.
She said they grow bananas, mangoes, loquat, star fruit. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. And you were talking about microclimates, and they'd be a good resource to, you know, where a lot of those you see up against a house, like you said, that's shaded or under a bigger tree.
If you've got those shady, hard-to-grow grass-in places, sometimes are great places to grow something like a tropical fruit. And we've certainly gotten warmer in the central part of Phoenix than we were years ago, too. So we've created our own little microclimate in certain neighborhoods, and you know, particularly central Phoenix, Arcadia, older parts of Mesa, that might even have flood irrigation. So if you're interested in knowing more about or trying to grow those things, I would encourage you to belong and join a club like the Arizona Rare Fruit Society. They have lots of meetings. They can help you, you know, avoid some of the mistakes and pitfalls and tell you what you should or shouldn't try and do.
So, very good. We appreciate the tip. Let's see how we can help Roland with his ash tree.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I've got four ash trees. All four were doing really good up until about a month ago. Two are still doing really good, but two have the leaves are getting brown spots. Some of the leaves are turned completely brown. They're falling off. I'm still watering like I was once a week for about 3 hours. The only thing I've done different is I fertilized them. Could that have caused this? Could I put too much fertilizer on there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. What did you use for fertilizer?
It was, I bought it at the nursery, you know, the three numbers, like 5, 15, and 5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I followed the instructions. It said like half a cup per inch of trunk. The trunks are probably 3 inches to 4 inches thick.
Okay.
And I just scattered it around the roots and then turned the water on.
Okay, did you water first, or were they needing a drink of water when you put fertilizer on?
They were probably needing a drink.
Okay, that could cause it. Even if you use the proper amount of fertilizer, if you feed a dry plant, then you go to water that fertilizer in, it goes in much quicker and more concentrated than it should. So always water first, or have just watered a lawn, a plant, a planter, a flower bed, whatever you're feeding should be previously watered or watered prior to applying the fertilizer. Then water the fertilizer in again.
For his ash tree right now, is there anything he should do? I mean, it is going dormant.
They're
going
to go dormant. I wouldn't worry too much about it. You know, those leaves are going to start falling off here in the next 30 to 45 days. Probably don't want to encourage a lot of new growth at this point anyway. And just wait and see. But ash trees, we had that stretch of really hot weather at the end of June and going into early July. And things like ash trees really suffered with that 118, 19, 20 degree temperatures.
Let's see if we can sneak Brian in real quick and wrap up our outdoor living hour in Goodyear, Arizona.
Goodyear, yes.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys?
Good. We got just about 20 seconds here for you.
Very good. Our sisu trees have become very invasive, and I'm considering using a tipu tree instead of a sisu tree. I was wondering what your opinions on those were.
Don't seem to have any of the invasive problems. It's a great tree. I love it. It flowers nicely. I couldn't think of a reason not to do that.
Perfect. That's what I was worried about. The sisu tree, the root systems, I've been told to get really invasive, and I have neighbors that have removed several because of that.
It seems like once you cut it,
it's usually the problem. It usually is a bigger problem once you remove it than it is they're growing. Yeah. So if you're not if you're not having any current problems, I would avoid cutting them down. And that's when the trouble usually starts.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks, guys. That answers my question. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a great day. You too, Brian. Thank you. My neighbor has planted a sisu tree, and man, that is the envy of the neighborhood in the summer. He's got it along his drive in the west side of his property.
Beautiful shade. 90% of the time, the problems don't occur till somebody panics, thinks they have an invasion, and then they cut it down. Then they got a problem. Not to say you won't get a few shoots and suckers and things coming up off the roots. If there's enough water around it.
But you cut it down, and then you get a lot more than you bargained for.
That's correct.
So, yeah, maybe, Brian, your solution for you is just enjoy it and fertilize it, water it, and enjoy the nice shade tree.
That'd be my vote.
All right. Well, Mr. Jay Harper, the field sales rep for the Farm's Choice. We call it all organic compost or chicken poop compost.
Well, we take chicken manure and make fertilizer pellets, compost, all different products out of dehydrated poultry waste or dehydrated chicken manure.
And available at local nurseries and garden centers around the state or in bulk if you need a pickup truck delivered, or can I take a pickup truck, have them dump it in so I can take it home?
You'd have to go out and have it delivered, put in your truck, yeah.